It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Today's game is brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Lumen Christi Catholic Schools, County National Bank, Alro Steel, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Jackson Public Schools, Meridian Wealth Management of Michigan, Able Heating and Cooling, Northwest Community Schools, American Title Company, West End Farm to Table, and Fuller's Chem Dry with our Player of the Game.
High school football live on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now, here's GOC and Ratch.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Playoff Football. 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM, WKHM.com around the world. We always pick up a lot of people across the country when the Titans get in the playoffs. And, Tom, this is the start of another run for Lumen.
It's an amazing run that they've got going right now. The Titans have won 31 straight games, and, Greg, they have won an unbelievable 15 straight playoff games. And pre-district tonight against Homer, I would suspect that streak of playoff wins hits 16.
And they're the favorites this year. Well, let's not kid ourselves. They're the favorites, even though Rob Rubick picked New Lothrop to win Division 7. And yeah. Somebody's got to beat the champ.
Well, yeah, those guys are good. It's a good field. The way the playoff the districts and regions were drawn by geography, it actually worked out pretty good for the Titans, because this game tonight, the winner would play the winner of Riverview, Gabriel Richard, and Clinton. And Clinton will be good. I suspect they'll beat Richard tonight. And then the other side of the for the regional final, which, by the way, if Lumen Christi keeps winning, would be here, because they've got the most playoff points of anybody in the field in Division 7. That half of the bracket is Hartford and Schoolcraft playing tonight. And Schoolcraft is extremely good, and Centerville and Lawton. So they did get a fairly decent draw the way it worked out, the way they were assigned to the district and the regional.
Yeah, I think Division 7 is probably tougher than you might think.
Yeah, because the other side of that bracket, those other regions, there's some good ones. You mentioned New Lothrop, and Beaverton's undefeated, and Traverse City,
Iron Mountain,
Francis, and Iron. Yeah. So there are some good ones. There's no question about that.
Let's take a 3-minute break on the pregame. Our presenting sponsor tonight, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center and Ceramic Pro. And our first quarter sponsor coming up is Minuteman Sewer and Drain. On WKHM, we head toward the kickoff.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell spinning the dials tonight here from Lumen Christi. And it's really, Tom, a perfect night for football. A little crisp.
Not bad. The wind has died down, which really helps a lot because it is cold. Game time temperature I have right now at 39 degrees. So it's you got down. At least it's not like last night when the snow started flying. And it's a pretty good night to play. When Homer came to town, Greg, Homer's got a 7-2 record out of the Big 8. They were third place in the Big 8. Big 8, of course, was won by Reading, which we saw last Saturday just annihilate Addison. And but so they were in the third place in that league. They actually had a couple of notable wins. They beat Michigan Center, which ended up with a 4-5 record on opening night. And then the Reading got them pretty good in game two. It was 44-7. And then, the thing that stands out, however, is their entire schedule, except for Michigan Center, who's Class B, the entire schedule is all Class C schools. Whereas Lumen Christi, of course, has played pretty much all A and B schools. And, I mean, it's usually that's a – it stands out as one of the biggest differences of them all. Homer has had relatively, they haven't had that many playoff seasons, but they were in the semifinals back in 2013. So kind of recently, just 6 years ago, they had made it all the way to the semis. But other than that, their playoff record, they've had 9 seasons in the playoffs, and their playoff record is 7-9. And it's just kind of hard to gauge. The Titans, of course, have all sorts of playoff wins.
Yeah.
You know, 11 state titles in a 15-game winning streak in the playoffs.
3-minute break. We'll be back with tonight's opening kickoff. Lumen Christi, Homer is next on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
And Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, our first quarter sponsor tonight on WKHM. And we're getting set to go. Homer will kick off to the Titans. Homer won the coin toss and deferred. Want to take the ball in the second half. Evidently.
I'll bet you they're waiting for the kickoff until 7 o'clock. It's about 6:50. Now it's still 6:58, so they might stick right to the 7 o'clock kick.
I think they were looking for the official.
Maybe not.
Lumen Christi, anyway, okay. Will receive.
And like so often happens, we're going to kick right about 6:59, so just a minute early.
Homer decked out in all white. They've got the orange numbers and the black helmets.
Nine batters kicking off for Homer.
Lane Butters kicking off a low little squib kick. And Lumen falls on it, and they'll take over at the 35-yard line.
Yeah, good and safe.
With Brendan Wilson at quarterback, the senior. Johnny Teach out, Walker Plate in the backfield. And on this first down play, they send Jack Kelly wide to the right. Quick pitch to Plate, trying to turn the corner. Great block over there, and Plate is still on his feet. Now he's knocked backward. He actually was out near the 45-yard line, maintained his balance after he was hit, and he ended up losing a couple yards on the tackle back to the 40.
You know, on a run like that sometimes bad things can happen, but he wasn't going to come down on that first hit. And he changed directions, and then finally, and Homer did a good job gang tackling him. They had practically the entire team over there.
Second down and 5. Hart, Smith, Harbor, Papirski, Putnam up front. And Plate scoots up for a first down over the 45 to the 47, right off right guard.
Yeah, gain of about 7 yards there, that very nice offensive line for the Titans. And what's so nice about watching these kids is they fire off the ball. They don't do the zone blocking where you have you're playing patty cake. They get they fire off and get after it.
Cam Nelson on the stop. First down, Lumen, 47. Real tight eye formation. Pitch to Plate the other way. 45-50, cut back, 45, breaks the tackle. 40-35, 30, one man to beat. Down he goes. 25-yard line. Well, Damaso LeBron brought him down. He was the last man.
Yeah, great run by Plate off the left side, but watch Johnny Teach out that fullback. Boy, does he help he helps that entire offense go. A very great compliment along with that nice offensive line.
Outstanding run by Plate down to the 26. Homer runs a 5-2-4, basically. Here's Plate, change of pace. 25-20, 15, 10, 8, 7-yard line. First and goal, Lumen Christi.
Well, he used his that was very shifty. He had a good gain, and then he kind of stutter-stepped, paused just a second, and then shot straight forward again. So the ball's all the way down inside the 10, where it'll be first and goal for the Titans.
Quickly out over the football. Played again up the middle. Puts his head down. He's inside the 5 to maybe the 4.
Behind the trap block of number 52, left guard Joey Papirski.
Hurry up offense here for Lumen. Right back out over the football, Dalton Hart, the big center. Pitch to play. Cut back. Good play defensively by the linebacker, Quentin Benson. Knocked Plate down at about the 3-yard line.
Yeah, Benson, number 10 for Homer, did a real good job right there. It almost looked like the pitch, either the pitch to Plate wasn't perfect or he had a little bit of trouble. It wasn't as fluid as what might normally happen.
3-yard line, and it's third down and goal for the Titans. Initial drive of the football game, 9:20 to go. Here in the first half, no score. Played again. Diving down, looks like he's in. He's very close to the goal line. No signal. I'm going to spot him short, right at the goal line.
Boy, that doesn't look like he can slide a credit card between the nose of that football and that end line.
From where we're at, it looks like the football's sitting on the goal line. Give to Plate, and he dives in for the score on fourth and one. But a pretty good job, really, by the Homer defense. They made Lumen run four plays there from the 7-yard line. But yeah, it's 6-0 here early.
Yeah, it was a real nice job by them. But the Titans score, what'd they go, 65 yards there on...
About a half dozen runs. Salazar out for the extra point. Snap good. Kick up there and good. 7-0 Lumen Christi. That, by the way, that touchdown run by Walker Plate, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Cooling. We'll keep it right here for the Titan kickoff as they're lined up already. They want to get this game going. Evidently, the kick team is already out there, Tom.
I think, strictly speaking, because these we all have to pay broadcast rights, these commercials, these timeouts, these breaks should be 70 seconds. Now, you never see an official do it. They're going to put the ball right in play. Of course, we didn't take a break just now anyway, so...
Yeah, there literally no break. They just ran the ball right out to be kicked off. Here's Salazar for Lumen Christi as they jump into a 7-0 lead, 8:47 to go in the first quarter. And the low squibbing kick picked up on the fly, 25-30, pretty good run back out over the 30-yard line. Damaso LeBron, junior at 140.
Jason Bradley knocked him out of bounds.
Jason Bradley, the starting cornerback, out on the kick team. He secured LeBron out of bounds and a first down for Homer, their quarterback. Jacob Wilson, 5'10", 160. A senior, the running back, their key running back is Sam Smith. And they go to the slot man in motion, and Smith gets about two. Riley Aker on top for Lumen Christi. That was Sam Smith, and boy, he's not very big. 5'9", 170, a junior.
Yeah, spread formation for Homer, probably with spread principles. I can't really tell if they were going to try to run a veer out of that, but just a little slant off tackle for a couple of yards on the first play of the night for Homer.
Second down and 8. And they do spread the field this time on second down, and Wilson going to run it, and he is going to be buried. Well, maybe back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, two consecutive high snaps from the center to the quarterback for Homer. What that's going to happen there is, first of all, it's close to going over his head, and second of all, your timing is really messed up.
Ben LaFere, Jelani Harbor were there for the Titans on that side. Brody Dalton came up. Third down and 9, they actually lost a yard there. Damaso LeBron is with Wilson in the backfield. He goes in motion. They throw, and it's caught. Beautiful catch for a first down to the Titan 45-yard line.
Well, Wilson, Jacob Wilson hit
Loyan Pullen.
So Loyan Pullen, there were four receivers wide to Homer's left, only one receiver on this side. Single coverage, Jack Kelly was right with him, but a nice throw and catch gives Homer a first down across midfield down to the Lumen Christi 45.
Ball slightly underthrown. The receiver saw that. Kelly did not, and the receiver was able to kind of come back just a little bit. But it was a good throw by Wilson. He put it out there where he gave his receiver at least a shot at it, and he made a fine play. And it's a first down at the Lumen 45-yard line. Wilson throws this one to nobody.
I have no idea what he was attempting to do there.
Yeah, somebody was on the wrong page there. He's going to throw a quick pass out to the flat, and his receiver was running downfield.
You know, watching these kids warm up, he can let that thing fly if he has time. If he has time.
Right. Wilson out of the gun. He stands at the 50 and it's second and 10. Back to throw. No time this time. And he fires and he's lucky it wasn't intercepted. Bradley was out there and it looks like Basil Hampton is back in the rotation.
Yeah, and Matt Saunders was in on Jacob Wilson real quick. He had to alter his path, got away from Saunders and then threw the pass basically to nobody.
Yeah, wow, where did Saunders come from? He was unmolested to the quarterback. Wilson actually made a nice play to avoid Saunders. Wilson back to throw. Same play down the sideline. That's a push off. It's caught but out of bounds.
Well, he did it the first catch too. Pulliam did. And
yeah, Pullen was pushing off Kelly, no flag. He caught the ball, but he was out of bounds. And that'll bring up a fourth and 10. Lumen leads 7-0, 6:23 to go in the first.
That's a pretty good-sized receiver. Pullen is 6'3", 190. So Jack Kelly goes back deep. He's at about the 15-yard line for the Titans. Moves back a little bit deeper now, down to the 10.
And Wilson is back to kick. Jacob Wilson, the quarterback. Snap is a ground ball. Wilson scoops it up and got the kick away.
And when Wilson caught the ball,
he was on his knee.
So the ball's down there. It'll be Titan ball where
wow.
The punter had to go. He went down to a knee as he caught the bad snap from center on the punt.
That's as good as a turnover, Tom.
Oh, man. What a bad break for Homer. So the Titans get the ball now on the short field.
Yeah, that cost Homer about 50 yards.
6:18 to go in the first quarter. Lumen Christi leads Homer 7-0.
Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. Kevin Lamar and Charles Schwab. Orthopedic Rehab Specialist. Fuller's Chem Dry. Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, part of our group here. And from the Homer 43, Cole Simpson in motion,
Play.
And offside here on Homer.
Offside Homer, 5 yard penalty, first and five.
A little bit of a different offensive look for the Titans there. They essentially ran all power eye in I formation the first series, and now they were spread out, sent Simpson wide in motion to the right, kind of just a little bit of a different look.
Harbor, Smith, Hart, Papirski, Putnam. The tight ends are Saunders, Jerva, and Brendan Wilson. Long count. Play action. Fires it down the wide open. Overthrew his intended target, who was Caleb Boyce.
Boyce had one hand on it, absolutely wide open up the seam. Nice fake. Good blocking by the Titans. Brendan Wilson stepped into the pocket very sharply, threw the ball, but just about a foot or so too far.
Got to hit that one. Put a little air under it. Let that receiver run under it. Second down and five. Johnny Teach out. There he goes. 25-20. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Lumen. Johnny Teachout, 38-yard touchdown. Fullback trap right up the middle. Nobody touched him. And Teachout has been getting better and better. And on both sides of the ball, he's playing so well that they can't keep him off defense.
Yeah, he's as important to this team as anybody else out there. He's absolutely wonderful blocker. He runs the ball well when he gets the opportunity.
Outstanding player. Salazar. Extra point is up and good. 14-0 Lumen Christi, back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Well, so far this is going as expected. 14-0 Lumen Christi, 6:05 to go in the first. Salazar, the low bounding kick. LeBron dropped it and picked it up and runs it back out over the 30. Still on his feet about the 33-yard line, maybe the 34. Tom out of town.
As Jack Kelly gets up, hasn't gotten up yet. He's sitting up. I didn't see where he was involved in the play.
Jack Kelly hurt. Tom?
Yeah, in Division 6, Grass Lake returned an interception, 90 yards for a score. So early in the game, it is Grass Lake 6, Manchester nothing. And then in Division 3, Pinckney scored on their first drive at Coldwater. So 11:16 to go in the game, or in the first quarter, it is Pinckney 7, Coldwater nothing.
Of course, Jackson High at Battle Creek Lakeview tonight. Western is over at Chelsea. Kelly is up and kind of limping off under his own power, and that's good news.
And also local Concord. Concord is down at Adrian Lenaway Christian in Division 8. And the winner of that one would play the Addison winner. Addison is at Sand Creek.
So Homer will give it another try here as Jacob Wilson out of that short gun. And a whistle. And we have a false start.
Yeah, the Homer kids, they've made a couple of mistakes here, obviously. Lumen Christi has a tendency to do that to you. The Homer kids are fired up. They came, the band's here. They're making a lot of noise. They've got a pretty nice crowd over on that far sideline.
Not bad. Thought I'd see more Hunter's Orange over there.
There's some orange. Of course, their colors are orange and black.
Right. Well, first and 15. And Wilson's going to try to run it, and that's not a good idea.
Yeah, that's that veer look. Looks like Jelani Harbor down at the bottom of the pile.
Keegan Smith.
And 77 Keegan Smith down there. And
Matt Saunders.
That looked like they are attempting to run the veer as the quarterback booted to the left. And he safety. You've got to read that a little bit better and get rid of it.
Wally Gilbert comes into the defensive line. Give Jelani Harbor a break. Second down and 14. For the Homer Trojans, they finished at 7-2. In the Big Eight. Wilson back to throw. Deep drop. And fires it to Herb Brogan over here on the bench.
Yeah, all kinds of Titans were in on Jacob Wilson. All of them, basically the entire front four was there. So it's just a desperation heave. It almost looked like it was set up for a screen. They let the Titan defensive line in so easily.
Kind of a wide receiver type screen. And he dropped back 15 yards. Even if he completes that, I don't even think you get back to the line of scrimmage. And it's third and 14. And Homer is in a pickle. Wilson rolling again. He's going to be hit and buried.
Nice swim move by Ben LaFleur on the left side as he was the first man to Jacob Wilson, the quarterback from Homer, threw him for a significant loss.
Yeah, they were all there. Cole Simpson, Brody Dalton. Ben LaFleur again. And Homer's up against the buzzsaw here.
Still 4:30 to go in the first quarter. Titans lead 14-0. Homer, Jake Wilson's back on his sixth to punt this.
Good snap this time. Kick is high and short. Gets kind of a good Homer roll out near midfield. Oh,
but it's still
about a 30-yard kick, no return.
Yeah, their backs were against the wall, so Titans are going to take over, leading 14-0, 4 minutes, 13 seconds to go in the first quarter, and they're going to take over first and 10 at the Homer 49.
First quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. I'm sure Mark Konopacki is listening in. I'm almost positive. Probably enjoying hot chocolate right now. Here's Wilson. Caught out in the flat. Acre, 40, 35, 30. Runs over a tackler. 30-yard line, first down, Lohman. 19 yards on the pass to Riley Acre. Acre, a very good athlete, Tom.
Yeah, he does a good job. He's very
limited offensive plays.
Very limited on offense, but a stalwart on that defense.
So Lumen really doing some experimenting here, and this is the night to do it. This might be your last chance to ferret out some information tonight. Pitch here to Hampton, and he's hitting the backfield. He does struggle for a couple yards to the 28.
Tackled by 1-7, Tyson Schrader and Loyan Pullen.
Tom, we haven't seen Hampton in, what, 5-6 weeks?
It's been a while.
Yeah. He is starting on defense tonight for the Titans as he plays in the secondary.
Right. Well, he's got that first run under his belt now, that first contact.
And I don't know exactly what his injury was, but he'd been out a while. Second and 7. And we have a timeout called by Lumen Christie. Let's take a break. Back in a minute on WKHM, WKHM.com. 14-0 Lumen.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Hampton on a carry for Lumen for a couple yards.
Yeah,
Tom.
Trap play right up the middle again. Left guard Joy Papirski pulled to the right. Somebody got some leakage from the backside, and that play really didn't go very far. So Hampton with runs on first and second down. Now Walker Plate back in at halfback.
Quentin Benson made another tackle for Homer, and it's third in a short 5. And Plate's back there, as Tom mentioned. There's a quick pitch. Plenty of blocking. 20-15, flag. Well, that'll be brought back.
You know, Brody Dalton's over there on that far side, too, leading the blocking, Cole Simpson, and, of course, the rest of that line. Good run. Looks like it's going to come back on a penalty.
Yeah, it was all the way down around the 10-yard line, but they're going to bring it back. Lumen had a third and five there. And now they'll have a third and 15, 10-yard holding penalty. Teachout trickles back in. He'll be at fullback. And here's Plate. Look at Plate go. Are you kidding me? Touchdown, Lumen. Walker Plate. Shot out of a cannon. About 35 yards for a touchdown. Goodness.
Yeah, that's a significant difference right there. That the Titans are good, and he makes them really good. What a nice run. 35 yards off the left side, pretty much untouched. Minute 46 to go in the first quarter. Lumen Christi 20 and Homer nothing.
Looked like he was running in an empty parking lot. There's nobody there. He's running right by people like they were pylons. Just unreal. Salazar for the extra point. Snap good, kick up. And good. Salazar kicking very well tonight. 21-0, Lumen back in 30 seconds on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
That Walker Plate touchdown brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Heating right now for Aspen. Gary Schultz, Chief Executive Officer. That ball, that kick is fumbled. And Homer picks it up, 19-yard line. They will start. Tom, what a run by Plate.
Yeah, he's special. That's probably the one irreplaceable member of this team. And, you know, it's 21-0. In all likelihood, Homer is not going to be able to get any closer than this. The question is, do you continue to run Hampton, maybe one of those other younger kids?
Probably.
I would suspect he would probably go with them until the half.
Homer has to take a timeout here. Tom, out-of-town scoreboard.
Well, real good news from Chelsea in Division 3, where Western has a 7-3 lead at Chelsea after one quarter. Pinckney has a 14-7 lead over Coldwater, minute 11 to go in the first quarter. The Western-Chelsea winner would play the Pinckney-Coldwater winner. Mentioned earlier, Grass Lake had that 90-yard interception return for a touchdown, and they have a 6-0 lead against Manchester. And don't have anything yet in from the Jackson High game over at Battle Creek Lakeview. I think Jackson's up against it tonight.
Yep.
With a 5-3 record, and Lakeview 9-0, and in a pretty good slate of games that teams that they have beaten.
21-0 here, Lumen Christi. Homer at their own 19. Jacob Wilson fakes a handoff, keeps it, and he is drilled. Smith stuffed the play up, and Riley Aker made the stop at the 16. That's a loss of 2 or 3 yards.
You know, as impressive as the Titan offense is, the defense came to play tonight too.
Look real quick.
Yeah. And I think that's the difference, is the speed, and they get in, and they're known for that. He's gonna, all 11 kids play with reckless abandon, and they fly to the ball. And you know, I've told Herb this many times, I think that's the key to the whole thing, is they get everybody to play hard on every single play.
Second and 13. Wilson fires it out here, knocked away. Good play by Jack Kelly. And that's going to bring up a third and 13 for Homer.
T.J. Vanderkyle on the was the intended receiver. Jack was there. There was a lot of kids, a lot of Titans between Wilson and Vanderkyle as he threw the ball. They're just, I think they're just grasping now for anything, any glimmer of hope to try to get the ball moving a little bit. It's third down and about, that's third and 13 back at their own 16. Just under a minute to go in the first quarter. Lumen Christi 21, Homer nothing.
Here's Wilson. Uh-oh. He is going to be buried 10-yard line.
I think Brody Dalton was the first kid that got his arms around him, number nine.
You could see Wilson deer in headlights there as he saw about six gold helmets closing in on him.
Yeah, they closed in a hurry, and once again, Wilson's going to be, actually this time he's going to stand in his end zone to punt.
Tom, just in Grass Lake leading 6-0 at the end of the first quarter. 20 seconds left, and Wilson's in the end zone punting. Ground ball punt, snap. And pretty good kick by Wilson. This is, it hit the rug, and it's all the way out to the 47-yard line. Wilson fell down there, but a good no call by the white hat back there.
So, again, a good roll on that punt, too, as it rolled along its transverse axis. It gets the ball down back near midfield. Titans will take over. Just 5 seconds to go in the first quarter, leading 21-0. They've got the ball first and 10 at the Homer 47.
Probably the last play of the quarter, unless Craig Konopacki screws the clock up here. 47. Up the middle, Hampton's got 10, 11, 12 yards and a first down. Basil Hampton.
Pretty good run for Hampton as the first quarter ends.
That ends the first. It's 21-0. Lumen Christi. That first quarter brought to you by our friends at Minuteman Sewer and Drain. 21-0, we're back in a minute. Lumen up on Homer by 3 touchdowns on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Hey, we're back here. We just missed Johnny Teachout again. Up the middle, 34-yard touchdown run for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Cooling. And that didn't take long after the break. It's 27-0. Lumen Christi, that took 7 seconds here in the quarter. Salazar for the extra point. He pounds that up there good. 28-0 Lumen. We barely moved into this second quarter. Same play, Johnny Teachout up the middle. And the same result as earlier, Tom. Nobody touched him.
It's, you know, at 28-0, it's pretty much what everybody here, I suspect, even Homer, expected. They had a nice 7-2 run, and they knew when the pairings came out, geographically drawn, that this was not going to be any picnic for them.
Salazar has it teed up again.
LeBron, Vanderfield,
Deke,
Salazar kicking off for the Titans.
Titans up 28-0. Kevin Salazar rolls it down here. Picked up again by LeBron. Ooh, he got hit. He had that ball was loose there momentarily.
Ball
ball carrier brought it out to about the 30-yard line. First down for Homer.
Western has taken a 14-3 lead at Chelsea over the Bulldogs. How about that?
Over at Battle Creek Lakefield, end of the first quarter, it's Battle Creek Lakefield 14, Jackson High nothing.
...28-0 here, Looming Christie. Wilson hands it off, and they get a yard or two. The crafty Sam Smith, 5'9", 170, junior. Sophomore Cole Simpson for Lumen.
Well, he's had a real fine sophomore season. Kind of eased his way into it, but played.
Riley Akers out there playing. In fact, he's at middle linebacker right now. With Simpson and Brody Dalton. Wilson back to throw. Flips it out here, incomplete. Going to bring up a third and lengthy.
Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 10:59 to go in the second quarter. Looming Christie 28, Homer nothing.
I think that clock's going to run quick in the second half here. Third down and about eight here. Jacob Wilson. They're trying to get it. I don't think they have a first down yet, do they? Oh, the first series. He just flips it out. Oh, it's caught. That was a prayer by Wilson. And LeBron made the catch. Not James. Damaso LeBron out at the 48-yard line.
Titans have a freshman, number 30, Ralph Golden, in at right defensive end. You don't often see a freshman play in a pre-district game this early.
First down, and Wilson going to run it. Forget that.
Wilson, ball carrier.
Wally Gilbert, Keegan Smith were right there.
Yeah, you can't, you know, you can try to double team one of those guys. And I mean, you can try to double team Keegan, which is, I suspect that's what they're trying to do. Man, this is a good defensive front.
And they've added freshmen.
Yeah, Ralph Golden is a freshman. Played. We were here a couple of weeks ago against Battle Creek Penfield. He played. I thought he played that evening too.
Second and 10, Wilson. Deep drop, flips it out over the middle and incomplete. Four Titans were there. Yeah. Nobody could catch it.
Yeah, they were all there.
That was just thrown up for grabs.
Under duress, by the way.
A lot of duress on the quarterback. Just joining us, Lumen up 28-0. It's third and 11 for Homer. Former Lumen goaltender, we understand, Sean Daly, listening in Austin, Texas tonight. We hear from fans all over the country. Good to have them here in Austin, Texas with us. 9:35 to go. Oh, Wilson's going to be just clobbered. Oh, my goodness. That is illegal. That's a felony at the 40-yard line.
Titans are begging for the ball back, but it's going to go. It's going to be fourth and long for Homer.
Oh.
You know, former Titan point guard Rick Wilson is also listening down in St. Pete Beach.
Very good.
Where he's got a condo about 12 miles south of mine. kind of rubbed it in this afternoon a little bit when he asked me what the temperature was like here.
Tom Grzegowski.
Oh, yeah. Tommy Grez is there, too.
Think they're thirsty? Here's, here's the kick by Wilson. And he backs it up at the 30-yard line. First down moment at the 30. And they are up 28-0. A lot of time, 8:42 left here in the first half.
You know, also listening in up at Henry Ford Allegiance is our buddy Jake Wojtusik. Jake, best wishes to you in your recovery, man. After open heart surgery last week, it's been a pretty rough road to recovery. He's hanging in there.
That's a tough one. We're praying for him. Wilson's still in at quarter. This is Brendan Wilson at quarterback. Play action rollout wide open, and he overshoots Johnny Teachout. There was nobody within 5 yards of Teachout.
Yeah, Teachout on the shallow out, and then Caden Buschinski on that medium out. They were both there. Usually, Brendan Wilson puts the ball right pretty much on the money. He had that one overthrown deep to Caleb Boyce earlier in the game in the first quarter, and then that one there, just a little flip pass, and he was they were unable to make the connection between him and Teachout.
That's a play you got to complete. Not necessarily tonight, but down the road. It was so open. And here's Hampton. He's loose. He runs up for about 8 yards out to the 39-yard line.
Well, with that offensive line, it's also nice when it's first and 10 that you can get about 8 yards on that play. Actually, it's going to be a 9-yard gain. It'll set up third and one. Good run there by Hampton off the left side.
Just heard from old St. Mary's quarterback Mark Donato tonight. He threw a good football. 30 yard, and that's a first down, Johnny Teachout. They finally tackled him. First two times he touched it, they couldn't tackle him. And the Titans get a first down at their own 41-yard line. As the clock runs here, but not quick enough for Homer. They're down by 28, and it's only going to get worse. Two tight ends in a slot here for Lumen. The slot is in motion, and Teachout runs it up the middle.
Yeah, Hampton came in motion, and it was a real nice little slip, that real quick draw. I shouldn't say draw, a little quick trap to Teachout right up the middle. Boy, good job there again. Gain of 7, gets the ball all the way up to the Lumen Christie 48.
Gavin Miller on the stop, 2nd and 3. They send Buschinski near side. It looks like Boyce out there wide to the left, and they give it to Hampton. First down, Hampton rumbling up the middle into the Homer territory at the 42-yard line. First down, Lumen Christie. Austin with the tackle for Homer. 28-0 and counting here. Western 14-3 lead over Chelsea. That Division III tilt.
And at last look, Jackson High trails Battle Creek Lakeview 14-0.
14-0 Lakeview over Jay High on the out-of-town scoreboard.
The winner of the Western game plays the Pinckney Coldwater winner. That's now tied at 14 in the second quarter.
Brendan Wilson has Saunders in motion. He blocks. They give to Hampton. Not much. 2 yards to the 40.
Yeah, something broke down there. There were two or three Homer kids right there to tackle Hampton.
Lumen still has the starting group in there. They'll certainly play this entire first half, Tom, if not even start the second half.
Yeah, that's usually the way those things run. By the way, the entire 9th and 10th grade team is here. Well, they don't have a 9th grade team. Yeah, but all the extra kids are here.
Here's a pitch to Hampton. Great block by Smith. And Hampton is still running all the way down to the 20-yard line and a first down. That may be Hampton's best run of the year.
Yeah, no question about it. A great determined run right there. Good blocking up front, as you mentioned. Keegan Smith just lambasted a kid from Homer. That thing opened up. But he dragged three or four Homer kids another good four or five strides.
Yeah, when he opens a hole, Tom, you've got some area to run.
Yeah.
Double wides out to the left, Bashinsky and Boyce. Hampton again. Cut back at the 10, at the 5. And that's a first down and goal to go. Lumen right at the 5-yard line. Another excellent run by Basil Hampton.
Yeah, right up the middle again, probably at the 6 hole. And that was extremely wide open. A great blocking job again by that tight in front. Dalton Hart at center, Papirski, Keegan Smith, Jelani Harbor, Tommy Putman. Those tight ends do a great job, too, and the fullback does a good job blocking whomever's in there. Usually it's Teach Out. He's there now for Basil Hampton.
From the 5, Hampton hitting the backfield. Wow, Homer sold out on the run there, and they just attacked Hampton in the backfield.
1, 2, 3.
Led by Quentin Benson.
Yeah, there were 6 white shirts there to make that tackle.
Loss of 2 back to the 7.
Second and goal from the 7.
And Brendan Wilson gets the play from Herb Brogan. 3:45 till halftime. 7-yard line, 2 tights. Pitch to Hampton. Oh, is he hit? That is the hit of the night by number 5,
Austin Hitchcock.
Goodness. Austin Hitchcock, the linebacker, really lit up Hampton.
So did 49, Gavin Miller. So the good thing was Hampton bounced right back up after that.
Yeah, he took a shot at the 5-yard line. So it's 3rd down for Lumen at the 5. Couple real good defensive plays by Homer. Backs to the wall, and Homer jumps offside.
Well, you knew that was going to happen. Homer's very, very aggressive this evening, and they're not giving up. 28-0 Lumen Christi, 2:55 to go in the first half.
And they put the ball at the 2.5-yard line. 3rd down and goal. Here's Hampton. Right up the middle, touchdown.
Hampton, jump to the shore.
That was easy.
Yeah, 3-yard run. Unbalanced right. They bring that left tackle over to the right side. Power eye right. Goal line right is in Lumen Christi's terminology. And that was just a power play right off that right tackle by Basil Hampton. 3 yards. 2:38 to go in the first half. Lumen Christi 34 and Homer nothing.
Salazar for his 5th extra point. Oh, Kelly, the hold. Oh, that looks good. It is. 35-0 Lumen Christi. Back in a minute. On WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Greg O'Connor, Tom Ransford, and Josh Ankrell tonight. That Basil Hampton touchdown, of course, was brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Cooling. Gary Schultz, Chief Executive Officer. Heating time right now over at Aspen, 1 hour. Well, Homer's going to try it again. I've got him for three first downs here in the first half. And Wilson gives it off to Smith, and he's out over the 35 to the 36. It's about 3 yards. I think that's their best run of the night. We might even give them four there. Second and six. 2:10 to go here in the first half.
And to be honest, I have no idea what Homer could possibly even draw up and do tonight.
No. Quarterback is Jacob Wilson. There's a hole there and a first down. Runoff left tackle and guard.
Cole Simpson down to the bottom of the pile. I think that's Basil Hampton, too, number three there. And you know what? That might be, that this might serve them better than anything else. Just go right straight at the Titans and try to get 3-4 yards a crack.
Harbor and Smith are both on the sideline right now. The two big tackles. And, of course, we didn't see, we saw a lot of Hampton and not a lot of plate. Back half of the second quarter. Wilson back to throw it. Has some time. Throws it down the sideline. Oh, it should have been intercepted. Bradley dropped it. He could have made a fair catch there at the 30.
Yeah, that ball was thrown pretty high in the air, and it was hung up there a long time. Jason Bradley, I think he had both hands on it, but was unable to catch it.
Bring up a second and 10. 1:11 till halftime. Action for Elrose Steel tonight, the Northwest Schools, OmniSource, Kraft Insurance Agency, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title Company, County National Bank. Smith up the middle. Good run there by Smith into Lumen territory at the 49-yard line. That's a pickup of almost 7.
Brody Dalton on the stop for the Titans. Brings up second down and 4.
Dalton and I think Salazar on the tackle for Lumen Christi.
Yeah, they have Salazar out there in the defensive line right now. Also 15 for Lumen.
That's Owen Garcia.
He's playing a corner spot. Third down and 4. And Wilson's going to run it, and he's hit in the backfield.
Freshman Ralph Golden on the tackle.
Ralph Golden, the freshman. It's a loss of 2 and a fourth down coming up for Homer. And we have just 10 seconds. Are they going to let the clock run out? Hopefully.
Yeah.
Please. And they do. We are at halftime. Here on Spring Arbor Road, it's Lumen Christi 35, Homer nothing. Let's say not unexpected. And the Titans rolling to a win here tonight, and they'll be back here next week. Unless we have an earthquake or something. Let's take a 3 break. We'll be back. Update you on some of the out-of-town scores when we return. 35-0 Lumen on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Lumen Christi. Little Halloween halftime for the Titan Band here. One of your favorite theme songs, Tom, the Addams Family. One of the great actors of all time, Jackie Coogan.
I have, I do.
Of course, Uncle Fester.
I do subscribe to Hulu, and the entire library of
I think
Adam's
Frank
family. Slaby
patterned his acting career after Uncle Fester.
Now, wait a minute. You're not insinuating the haircut that Uncle Fester has and Frank has with your...
they look similar.
Your style, yeah. They don't make programs like that anymore.
No. No. Anything on the out-of-town scoreboard of significance?
Yes, Jackson High is at the half at Battle Creek Lakeview. It's still 14-0 Lakeview. Division 3, Western is doing a nice job at Chelsea. It's Western 14, Chelsea 6 on a pair of touchdowns for Western and a pair of field goals for Chelsea. That's a tough place to win.
That's a shocker.
That's a good job so far for Western. The winner of that plays the Pinckney Coldwater winner. Coldwater has roared all the way back. They were down 14-0, and they have come back and taken a 21-14 lead over Pinckney. That game is down in Coldwater. So halftime score in Division 6, we have Grass Lake with a 12-0 lead against Manchester. And nothing yet in on the Concord Lenawee Christian game or Hillsdale, Jonesville, Blissfield, Onstead, any of those. It's still early. We aren't even just at.
Close to 8 o'clock here at WKHM Jackson.
So right around now the scores will come in. And by the time we come back from our next break, yeah, we'll be able to get those updated.
Well, let's take a break. And this week in high school sports, and we'll be back in about 7 or 8 minutes and get you updated again. Here at Lumen Christi, it's all Titans, 35-0 over Homer on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
It is 35-0 Lumen Christi here at the half. We're winding down halftime, and we'll have a running clock to start the second half here. But a lot of interesting scores out of town, and Tom has many of them. Thomas?
Well, the Jackson High game is in Division 2 at Battle Creek Lakeview. Battle Creek Lakeview leads the Vikings 14-0. In Division 3, Western has a very good first half. They held Chelsea to 2 field goals, and Western has a 14-6 lead against Chelsea at Chelsea. The winner of that plays the Coldwater Pinckney winner. Pinckney scored, took a 14-0 lead, but Coldwater has come back and scored 3 straight touchdowns. So Coldwater leads Pinckney 21-14. In Division 6, it's Grass Lake 12, Manchester nothing. Blissfield and Onstead winner would play that one. And it's tied up at 14 as Onstead scored a touchdown with 9 seconds left in the first half. Blissfield 14, Onstead 14. In Division 6, in the other region down here, it's about halftime. Hillsdale has a 34-8 lead over Jonesville. Can't find anything in Division 7 with Riverview, Richard, and Clinton, who Lumen Christi will play next week. We'll take a look at that during our next commercial break. In Division 8, Lenawee Christian has a 41-0 lead against Concord. Addison is trailing. Sand Creek leads Addison 28-16. And also in Division 8, it's Reading with a 16-0 lead against Mendon. Now, outstate, these are all halftime scores. Byron Center has a 28-0 lead against Spring Lake. White Lake, Lakeland, and Plymouth are tied at 7. Grand Rapids Forest Hills Central has a 13-6 lead over Mattawan. In Division 7 at the half, it's Beaverton 7, Byron 6. Talked about both of those quite a bit during the Saturday morning show. Somebody's going to go by the wayside tonight. Byron's had a pretty good season. So Beaverton 7, Byron 6. Downriver, it's Riverview 8, Gibraltar Carlson 8. Grand Haven has a 14-0 lead over Granville. In mid-Michigan, it's St. John's 7, Mason nothing. Back over on Lake Michigan, Zeeland East has a 16-7 lead over Zeeland West after West had trounced them pretty handily just a couple of weeks ago. Brighton has a 12-7 lead against Holt. And down in the Great Southwest, Edwardsburg has a 20-0 lead against St. Joe.
Take a two-minute break. We'll come back with the second half here. It's 35-0. Lumen Christie over Homer on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Welcome back, 35-0 as we get set to start the second half. West End Farm to Table, you just heard from that fine group. Seymour Ford Lincoln, Elrose Steel, OmniSource, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Fuller's ChemDry, part of our group here tonight on WKHM. We thank all of them. Touchdown sponsor, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Cooling. And we've had a few of those this past hour. Lumen will kick off. Kevin Salazar. He's been perfect tonight. He punches one down here. It's bobbled. It's kicked. And it's picked up at the 10. 15, 20, 25, 30. Up the middle. One man to beat. Well, several. And they get it out to the 43. That's Demasio LeBron again. Slippery run back there out to the 43. It'll be first down for Homer. And we are into a running clock as Lumen is up by 35. And Homer's trying to get a play in. Jacob Wilson is their quarterback. Lumen has Brendan Wilson. I don't believe they're related. Ooh, this play's hit in the backfield. Lumen has a number one defense back in. Riley Aker and Brody Dalton and Matt Saunders there. No gain for Samuel Smith.
Brody Dalton, again, I don't want to say quietly, but he's had a tremendous junior season after coming in midway through last year and playing real, real well in the state title run.
Keegan Smith out after one play. He trickles to the sideline, and they come in with somebody bigger, Jelani Harbor. Second down and 10 here for Homer. Wilson. That lob down the sideline, not good coverage by Lumen again.
Yeah, Pullum got just that same kind of a throw it up in the air and have him go get it. He's got a little bit of a size advantage over Jack Kelly. Man-to-man defense over there, no help from a safety. That's awful hard to cover one-on-one like that. And honestly, yeah, that's one of the very few times that Wilson's had time to step back and throw.
He just, that was a quick drop back, and he just launched it over to the sideline.
High in the air.
Very high, and his receiver saw the football, and the Lumen defender did not. That's been the case a couple times tonight. You know the scouts are looking at that.
Wilson, the ball carrier.
Jelani Harbor's in the backfield with Cole Simpson. Harbor, and they lose a yard or so here.
Brody Dalton at the very bottom of the pile. Jelani Harbor, a whole bunch, probably five Titans on the tackle.
Second and 11 for Homer.
Okay, another interesting one just come in, Greg. At halftime, DeWitt leads East Lansing 9-6. There's been a lot of low-scoring games around the state today.
Second down for Homer here and 11. Wilson, there's that lob pass again. There's a push off and no flag. Where's the flag? Good gravy.
Well, he's done it at least three times.
Well, it's right in front of the official.
And if he's not going to call it, you continue to do it.
The kid's pushing off. 7 yard line. And Pullen apparently shaken up and he's trickling off. But Wilson just gets it, Tom. Three-step drop, and he just lobs it out there.
It's about all the time he has, too. Clock has stopped with the injury. 8:14 to go in the third quarter. Lumen Christie 35, and Homer nothing. So when the injured player got off the field, the referee did wind the clock, and it is rolling. Now just under 8 minutes to go in the third.
Homer threatening to spoil the shutout here. Smith in the backfield. They lob it out here and should have been intercepted. It's incomplete.
Owen Garcia went up for it. It was actually out of his reach, too. It looked for a second like Garcia was going to be able to grab it.
Yeah, it kind of went right through his fingertips there, and the receiver fell down. He's slow and limping back. Is that Vander Kyle?
That's 85, Jackson Carr. 85 is Dylan Warner.
That's Warner, and he trickles off to the sideline. So that's the only play with any success tonight for Homer. It's just lob it down there and hope your receiver comes up with it. On second down. Rushes on, they throw, and that is incomplete.
Pass intended for Benson.
He had Benson open there at about the 2 yard line, but a lot of pressure on the quarterback, Jacob Wilson, and third down. From about the, looks like the 8 yard line, third and goal.
I would suspect a little bit more pressure now, too, as we're at third and goal. Clock continues to run. 6:30 to go in the second or in the third quarter. Titans lead 35-0.
Wilson out of the gun. Smith is the lone running back there, and Wilson is telling him, "Block somebody, buddy. Hit somebody, please." Here's the rush. There's a throw, incomplete, way over the head of LeBron. Kelly was there, Aker was there, Cole Simpson was there.
Yeah, he put a lot of steam on that one, but again, just a quick drop and throw.
Fourth down now from the 7. They got a great kicker. They wanted to just spoil the shutout here. But they're going to go for a touchdown here from the 7. And let's see if Lumen can hold him out. Keep that clock running. That's key. Wilson looks and throws and lobs it down here. Did he catch that? He did. Touchdown. Wow.
And again, he pushed off Jack. I think that's Kelly.
Yeah, that was Kelly.
He pushed again. That's at least four times he's getting away with it, so you've got to continue to do it. So, 5:18 to go in the third quarter. It's Lumen Christie 35, Homer 6. And we're back to normal clock operation.
Don't say that. Vandercool is a kicker. Snap is low, kick is low. But good. 35-7. 30 break, and we're right back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
The 6th Annual Nightlights 5K Fun Run and 5K Walk is Saturday, November 23rd at Michigan International Speedway. Online registration is available at nightlightshow.com. Cost is just $30 and includes a t-shirt or $20 without a t-shirt. The deadline is November 20th, so get registered soon. The run begins at 6 p.m. with the walk beginning at 6:30. The event includes visits from Santa and Mrs. Claus, concessions, candy canes, Santa hats, and more. The magical experience is fast becoming a Christmas tradition for family and friends year after year. That's the 6th Annual Nightlights 5K Fun Run and 5K Walk.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC Tom Ranch for Josh Ankrell. Tom out of town over at Chelsea.
Well, Western has scored again in Division Three, so Western now has a 21-6 lead at Chelsea, holding the Bulldogs to just two field goals.
That's amazing. Here's a kick. And the run back to the 25, 26, maybe 7.
Sophomore Cooper Keene on the return.
Why can't I get him on my roster?
Well,
I have 400 rosters here.
I think you're using the same roster from the first week of the season when he wasn't on. He was a 10th grader.
They've sent me so many rosters.
The one you handed me is the same one that I think we used in the
there he is.
In the game at Kalamazoo United.
He made it on that one handwritten. Jeez. Cooper Keene on the run back anyway, 27-yard line.
He split wide to the right.
Lumen has a lot of backup people in right now. But not Wilson. Hampton tries to turn the corner, puts his head down, hit hard, but he drives out over the 30-yard line to about the 31.
Will Austin with a stop for Homer.
It'll be a pickup of 3 on first down, 2nd and 7.
Well, Coldwater has opened up a 28-14 lead against Pinckney.
Was Pinckney runner-up in the Southeast?
Yes.
So it was Chelsea-Pinckney. And they're both getting beat. Hampton into the secondary. 40, 45. They'll never catch him. 40. Oh, they caught him at the 30.
Hampton down to the 30-yard line.
Hampton ran out of gas, but a great run by Basil Hampton. And Lumen back in business at the Homer 30.
Good run there by Hampton. And, you know, you think about that. Western leads Chelsea 21-6, and Coldwater leads Pinckney 28-14.
And Jackson those, getting beat.
Those are the two, you know, that's two Interstate 8 schools over the two SEC whites.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Jackson, I've...
pretty impressive.
At halftime, we don't have an update since the half started, but it's Lakeview, Battle Creek, Lakeview 14, Jackson High, nothing.
30-yard line here for Lumen. And Brendan Wilson, teach out up the middle, 16-yard line. Last man got him.
Yeah, wrapped up by number 7, Cole Austin for Homer. Clock runs, 3:30 to go in the third quarter. No, actually, the clock is running, but it's going to stop on a dead ball. 35-7, Lumen Christi.
Titans at the 16-yard line. Trying to answer that Homer touchdown. Wilson to Fitzpatrick. Connor Fitzpatrick got it down to the 13. That's a pickup of 3.
Yeah, Western took that 21-6 lead. Tyler Pape had a 2-yard touchdown run, but they got the ball back defensively by throwing an interception, or by grabbing an interception. So Chelsea's in a world of hurt there. Western leads 21-6, 11:28 to go in the third quarter. So it was right away at the beginning. Looked like it could have been about the first play, might have been the interception for Western.
Cam Nelson made that last stop for Homer. Second and seven. Teach out in Hampton. Hampton up the middle, touchdown, Lumen.
Right guard Tommy Putman pulled back to the left and cleaned it out. Basil Hampton slips up inside. 13-yard touchdown run for the Titans. Basil Hampton with 2:14 to go in the third. Lumen Christie 41, Homer 7.
The big question, can Salazar make it 6-for-6? Kevin Salazar. Biggest extra point of his career. Kelly the holder. Lumen moved. Homer actually jumped first.
Procedure on the play, Lumen Christie, it'll be 5-yard penalty.
Well, they'll walk it off 5 yards. I'm not real impressed with this officiating crew. Looked like Homer jumped offside, and that really forced Lumen to move. But I don't get the push off by the receivers. And we've seen it all night. There they go again. Here's the kick by Salazar. Get in there. Good. Another flag. They have roughed the kicker. So they will enforce that at a later date. 42-7. Lumen Christie, take a break for a minute. We'll be back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Lumen Christie, 42-7. We have the clock running again. And we're down to about a minute 35. It's 42-7. Homer's really had one successful play. The quarterback just goes up back and throws it up in the air and hopes. Now they fumble. That ball is loose. Lumen's got it at the 27 or 8 yard line.
Fumble on the play. Lumen recovers.
They tried a little kind of a draw play out of the shotgun, and that ball was badly mishandled by the quarterback, Jacob Wilson. He never got it off to the running back, and it kicked around in there, and Lumen came up with it, and they have the ball at the 27. With 40 seconds left here in the third, 42-7.
Kaczynski is now the quarterback for the Titans.
We'll take a break after the third. When we come back to start the fourth, we'll get an update from Tom on all of the out-of-town scores. And Connor Fitzpatrick hit from behind, dragged down at the 25-yard line. That should kill this quarter, and it will. So after three, it's 42-7, Lumen Christie. We're back in 90 seconds on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen Christie with the football here as we start the fourth, running clock. Big run here by Salazar. Kevin Salazar down inside the 10 to the 7, and first and goal, Lumen Christie. Tom Olivet has taken a 21-14 lead over Lansing Catholic. Big game up in the Lansing market just in. We'll see what Lumen does here, and then we'll update you on all of them. They're at the 8-yard line. Nice run by Kevin Salazar.
Of course, Caden Buschinski is in at quarterback for the Titans. Many of the younger kids are in there. Steck Schulte at tackle, big kid at the left side. I believe there's some 9th and 10th graders possibly are there too.
Flag on the play, delay game against the Titans.
And they have some double numbers.
Yeah.
Another offensive lineman is Hunter Richmond for the Titans.
So they intentionally took that delay of game.
And Lars comes in for the Titans.
So Buschinski in at quarterback, Salazar. And there's a dive all the way to the 1-yard line.
That's number 20.
26.
20.
20?
26. Derek Walker.
He is a freshman. Derek Walker, a freshman.
Replaced there by Connor Fitzpatrick.
Quick freshman.
Yeah, oh yeah, the cupboard's not going to be bare.
Martin Balker down inside the 5-yard line.
2-yard line.
Second and goal.
Clock running. Running. 9:25 to go. 42-7.
Took another intentional penalty to not try to score again.
Well, why don't they just punt it?
Well,
you got the backups in there. Just let them score.
I'd let the backups probably.
Second from the 7. Connor Fitzpatrick hit back at the 10-yard line.
Cornstubble Warner on the stop for Homer. Brings up third and goal from about the 10-yard line.
Third down for Lumen from the 10. Dylan Wagner was in on that stop. Buschinski gets the play from Professor Brogan. 8:30 to go. It's a third down from near the 10. Walker fumbles, and Homer recovers.
Yeah, he got hit pretty hard there.
Not a clean exchange, though, between Buschinski and Walker.
I think it was Gavin Miller, 49, that hit him first, and the ball popped free.
So Lumen fumbles it. Tom, let's go through the scores.
Yeah, plenty of them. Again, halftime score in Division II, Battle Creek Lakeview leads Jackson 14-0. In Division III, Western has a 21-6 lead early in the third quarter over Chelsea. Coldwater has opened up a 35-14 lead over Pinckney. So it looks like it'll be Coldwater. There's still time in the third quarter. Coldwater would play the winner of the Chelsea-Western game. In Division 6, Grass Lake has a 12-7 lead now over Manchester. There's 6 minutes and 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Halftime score saw Blissfield and Onstead tied at 14. Those two would play each other. Hillsdale at the half now has a 41-14 lead over Jonesville. That's in Division 6 also. Got the first update in on who Lumen Christi is going to play next week. At the end of the third quarter at Clinton, it's Clinton and Riverview Gabriel Richard tied at 14. The winner would come here and play probably next Friday night. And one more, actually a couple of more, Greg. Also in Division 7, Schoolcraft is just hammering Hartford. With 5 minutes to go in the third, it's Schoolcraft 42, Hartford 6. That's going to be a tough out. That would be 2 weeks from now. They could show up here in that regional. Lenawee Christian had a 41-0 lead over Concord. Sand Creek has a 52-16 lead over Addison.
Oh, geez.
And at the end of the third quarter, it's Reading 24, Mendon nothing.
Homer's running some plays out here against a lot of backup troops. Homer has some backup kids in also. It's 42-7. Clock running with six to go. This should end quickly. Presenting sponsor tonight, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Trips Ceramic Pro, Phil Tripp and Company. So one of our main sponsors all year. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Mark Konopacki. And they lob one out here. And Lumen has this kid double team pulling. Now they can't bring him down, and he drags tacklers all the way to the 35-yard line.
Tackle at about the 40-yard line.
Lumen has not been very good in the secondary. No push off that time, though. Lumen had two players there, but you've got to find the ball somehow. And these passes are just, they're jump balls.
And they're getting away with a lot of contact.
So 35-yard line for Homer. Wilson hands it off. Smith for a couple. Good stop there after about two or three.
Yeah, Titans jammed it up right in the middle.
Clock runs, 4:20 to go. Again, our K-105 game, Manchester is tightening that up. 12-7, Grass Lake over Manchester. Grass Lake led 12-0 at halftime.
And the winner of that would go on to play the Blissfield-Onstead winner, which was tied at 14. If Grass Lake wins, it'll be at Grass Lake.
Yes. Quarterback keep. It's a few yards down to about the 25. Drilled there.
I think 72 is at the bottom of the pile.
Connor Murphy. 88 was there. Connor,
yeah.
Murphy.
And then
33
is Connor.
Connor Smith. He's a freshman.
Here's where all the duplicate numbers come in.
Homer has a third down and a yard. Smith kicks it. He fumbles. Ball's out in the secondary.
Fumble on the field.
And let's see who came up with it. Homer got it back.
Yeah, it's the first down for Homer.
70. So they get a first down off the fumble. They got about 7 yards off the fumble.
77 checked in. That is Easton Giroux. Bigger kid, but don't get him confused with Keegan Smith. Good opportunity for these kids to play.
I don't think we'll do that.
Well, from a distance, you know, it's hard to... can you distinguish the two 15s, you know, Owen Garcia or Brendan Daly?
Smith runs for a couple.
I could just assume that it's not, you know, 15 is not Owen Garcia.
Right.
It's probably Brendan Daly. And now here's a whole another group of kids. These guys are small.
They bring the middle school team up?
Nope, just the 9th and 10th graders.
We're under 2 minutes.
They had a decent JV season. Of course, they don't play a freshman schedule anymore here, but the JVs had a very, very competitive, decent season.
1:35 left. Wilson, pump fake. He throws down there. Push off again.
How
touchdown.
Can that not be a penalty? If the defensive guy did that, it would be a penalty. How can the offensive guy push?
I don't know. He had his hand right on his shoulder. It's just incredible. And it's at least a half dozen times.
That was that Paulin again?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one that seems to be doing it the most.
So 42-13. They'll try to kick the extra point here.
TJ Vanderkyle on the kick.
And that is good. 42-14. 120 left. Take a break for a minute, and we'll be back and be able to wrap this thing up. 970, 101.5 FM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
And back here to put a wrap on this one, Lumen Christie has a football. Run a couple plays or take a couple knees and get to the bus. Homer takes a timeout. Lovely. Action brought to you by Aspen, 1 hour heating and cooling. Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Orthopedic rehab specialist, Fuller's ChemDry. Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, the Kraft Insurance Agency. OmniSource. Northwest Community Schools, Jackson Public Schools, Elrose Steel. West End Farm to Table. Seymour Ford Lincoln. Part of our group here tonight on WKHM. As we hit about 8:45. Tom?
We've got a third quarter score now for the Jackson High game. It's Battle Creek Lakeview 33, Jackson High nothing. Still in the third quarter.
Oh, very disappointing end to Jackson's season.
East Lansing has just scored. They have taken a lead over DeWitt. I think it's 13-9.
Like Joe Lathers, the quarterback, a freshman.
Sales on the ball carrier.
And the Titans run it out for a couple yards.
Just checked again, the winner of, you know, Lumen Christie next week is going to play the winner of Clinton and Riverview, Gabriel Richard. It's still tied at 14. It's now in the fourth quarter.
In the fourth quarter. 14-14, Clinton. Lumen runs a quick hitter up the middle. That should be it. Should not really have to snap the ball again. We have 30 seconds left.
And Kobe Clark for Schoolcraft. This is just the end of the third quarter. Schoolcraft leads Hartford 57-6. Kobe Clark, just five carries, 197 yards, and four touchdowns.
Goodness. He may be here in 2 weeks.
Yeah, at least it's here. At least it'll be here.
And this one's over. Lumen 42, Homer 14, the final. Titans 42, Homer 14. 1 minute timeout. We'll come back and wrap this one up on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
And let's mention a couple of our other sponsors, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title Company, County National Bank. Of course, Mark Konopacki, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Trips Ceramic Pro, our presenting sponsor tonight. And on the touchdowns, Aspen 1 hour heating and cooling. 42-14 the final, so Lumen will be back here next week. They'll play the winner of that Clinton Riverview Gabriel Richard matchup, which at last check was 14-14. Tom, let's update them one more time.
Okay, as you're heading out here, beautiful evening. The Titans win in a game that took just an hour and 51 minutes to play. Titans with a 42-14 win over Homer, and they'll await, be right back here at James C. Crowley Memorial Field. Next, Titans usually play on Friday, so it'll be either Clinton or Riverview Richard. They were tied at 14 at the end of the third quarter. Jackson High in the third is getting beat. It's Battle Creek Lakeview 33, Jackson High nothing. It's now 40-0 after the at the end of the third quarter. So Lakeview 40, Jackson High nothing after three quarters at Lakeview. End of the third quarter, Western has a 21-6 lead against Chelsea. Coldwater has now opened up a 41-14 lead over Pinckney after trailing 14-0.
That's a can of whooping there.
And that's two Interstate 8 schools beating the number one and two teams out of the SEC White. In Division 6, I think our last score from Captain Steve Boyle was Grass Lake 12, Manchester 7. It's getting kind of late in that game. They would go on to play the winner of Blissfield and Onstead.
We can listen to that when we get out of here.
Blissfield and Onstead were tied at 14 at the half. Also in Division 6, Hillsdale was just blistering Jonesville. Hillsdale 41, Jonesville 14. So it looks like Hillsdale will advance. They're going to get a home game as they'll play the winner of Constantine and Brandywine. Mentioned a moment ago, Kobe Clark with all of those, five carries, four touchdowns, 197 yards, as Schoolcraft has a 57-6 lead over Hartford at the end of the third quarter. Schoolcraft will go on to play the winner of the Centerville-Lawton game. Nothing in on that. And then in Division 8, Adrian Lenaway Christian has opened up a 51-0 lead against Concord. Sand Creek has opened up a 52-16 lead over Addison. And also in Division 8, it's end of the third quarter. Reading now leads Mendon 24-0.
Fuller's Chem Dry player of the game is Keegan Smith. A monster on both sides of the football for Lumen Christie, who got 134 yards rushing from Basil Hampton off the bench in a backup role. Walker Plate ran for 100, just 9 carries. And Brendan Wilson threw only 3 passes tonight in this drubbing of Homer, again 42-14. So Lumen will be back here very likely next Friday night at 7. And play the winner of that Clinton-Riverview-Gabriel game, which was 14-14 at last check. We will have all the scores tomorrow morning. Sports Saturday program 8 to 10 right here. For Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell, Greg O'Connor. Again, at Lumen Christie, the final, the Titans 42, Homer 14. And we say thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM was brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Lumen Christie Catholic Schools, County National Bank, Alro Steel, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Jackson Public Schools, Meridian Wealth Management of Michigan, Able Heating and Cooling, Northwest Community Schools, American Title Company, West End Farm to Table, and Fuller's Chem Dry with our player of the game.
Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.